From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. Two men are in Norman County Jail following a drug sting in Halstead. Police say Charlie Fugelbird sold 75 fentanyl pills to an undercover officer and also had fentanyl powder, meth, heroin, and two replica pistols. His driver, Carl LeClaire, was also arrested after admitting to smoking fentanyl before delivering the drugs to the undercover officer. Both men are being held on $750,000 bond. A Grand Forks man has been charged with attempted murder and other violent crimes after allegedly strangling his co-worker on Monday. Authorities say 27-year-old Alexander Antonio Thompson got into a physical altercation with a co-worker at their workplace. And according to an affidavit filed in the case, while on top of the co-worker, Thompson allegedly put his hands around the man's throat. And after the two were separated, Thompson allegedly retrieved an electrical extension cord, wrapped it around the man's neck while he was walking away. Witnesses say the victim lost consciousness. Thompson's charged with Class A felony attempted murder and two counts of Class C felony aggravated assault. His initial court appearance is expected this week. American Crystal Sugar Company has been fined $350,000 for multiple air quality violations at its East Grand Forks plant. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says the violations include releasing more hydrogen sulfide and particulate matter than its permit allows. Violations happened between 2020 and 2022. American Crystal Sugar Company will also need to complete a series of corrections. According to state law, 40% of the fine payment must go to a community health board near the penalized facility when the penalty is more than $250,000. In this case, 40% of the fine payment will go to the Polk Norman Monoman Community Health Board. Even though rain and cooler temps are forecast for Minnesota later in the week, Leanne Langeberg with the Interagency Fire Center in Grand Rapids says measurable events are needed to pull the state out of dry conditions that are causing increased risk of wildfires. Langeberg says the source of the problem...
An almost non-existent winter this year. We were set up with really dry conditions coming in to our fire season this year. And again, that started about mid-February. That limited amount of snow that we just didn't receive last year. You know, you think about years past, we could still be under several feet of snow right now.
Langeberg says without snowpack, light grasses remain standing, dry out in an hour after rainfall, and are easily ignited. She says fire danger doesn't lessen until greenup, which is just getting underway in parts of Minnesota. The East Grand Forks City Council has unanimously approved the ability to apply for the Minnesota DNR for a special bow hunt this November to reduce the number of deer in the greenway there. City officials say East Grand Forks Police will issue up to 10 archery permits from the state to East Grand Forks residents if they get the application permitted. Two hunters will be allowed to hunt one of five separate areas from November 15th to November 24th with the hope of harvesting a buck or doe. City officials submitted the city application to the DNR this week. Minnesota DNR has confirmed zebra mussels in Lee Lake near the city of Holly in Clay County. A lake property owner contacted the DNR after noticing zebra mussels along the shoreline and attached to a rock. A DNR invasive species specialist found adult zebra mussels on a dock at the Lee Lake public water access and at a second location about three-quarters of a mile from that public water access. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.